The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Is this the passing of the torch, right? Is this what this signifies?
It comes down to that front office and what they feel is most important.
The champ is here. We've touched down from a higher plane. Why you made it here?
We always look forward to that week because it was always intense.
You know that we ain't coming back. We got to.
The man, the myth, the legend, Dante Hall. My favorite player growing up was Dante Hall. I love you guys in the show, but Dante was my guy.
Get to dashing because you're done on the war feet.
This episode of Chief Concerns is brought to you by BetOnline.ag.
Hey there, Marcus Dash here from Chief Concerns. Just want to comment and say BetOnline is your number one source for all your sports betting needs. Get the latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for football, baseball, boxing, golf, and much more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use promo code BELIEVE, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online, where the game starts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Chief Concerns. I'm Marcus Dash here with legendary Chiefs tight end Jason Dunn. JD, how we doing, brother?
What's going down? How you doing? Everything going good? I just got finished going to my grandson's baseball game and didn't go so well. I mean, you know, he did a good job, man. But, you know, the young kids trying to learn everything. So he was a little emotional at the end. I was like, hey, man, look, you just, you know, y'all get better. Y'all team will get better. Okay. He has some really good hits, some great catches. So I know he's already got that competitive spirit in him, man. He's got it. Other than that, man, everything's good.
Yeah. As a family.
Yeah, it does. So he's gonna be good, man. He's the one that everybody's seen on Chiefs Concerns. So
he's appeared a few times on Chiefs Concerns.
Yes, he has. You know, he's always talking about, Papa, I want you to interview me. So I've interviewed him. I love that he's interested in this type of thing. So yeah, it's a good deal. It's a good deal. Yeah.
Media, the new media is way of the future, man.
Absolutely. What's up? Let's say hello to everybody in here for the Chief Concerns family. Sam Jack, yes, Maria, Wendy, Cameron, John Clifford. I'm DeBrown. Good to see you, Lewis. Gary Holland, what's going on, everybody? Good evening, everyone.
There's new people in there. We got Joshua Bundy. Yo, listen to you guys on iTunes podcast all the time. Love you all, family. There you go. We got got a listener coming on as a viewer now. There you go.
Love it, man. Yeah, you're going to see us live in full effect, baby. You're going to see it live in full effect. So we got some good stuff for you.
Yeah, tonight.
Maria's in here, too. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I always love the long-time listener, first-time caller. Long-time listener, first-time watcher. There you go.
Yeah. Wonderful. We got some good stuff going on.
Yeah, tonight's a jam-packed show. Usually after the drafts, because we did so many draft shows, usually it's kind of goes downhill a little bit as far as the news. But I'll tell you what, JD, we are stockpiled with news this week. I was like, oh my gosh, there were stories that I didn't even throw in as far as like what to talk about this week. And I was like, okay, let's roll these four topics for the week. But we got a lot of good stuff today, so you guys are gonna be very enthused with what we got. JD, you ready to hit it all?
I am. Let me say hi to my man Hazy. I met Hazy a couple of days ago at the Kia dealership. I was going to get some things put in here in Kentucky, and he's a huge Chiefs fan from Lee Summit, Missouri, all the way here in Kentucky. And so we had a good time. We took some pictures and whatnot. I said, man, I got to put you on the show. So he started following me and started listening. So we got a new listener, new subscriber, man. I haven't sent Marcus the pictures, but good dude, man. Really excited. He had this big, like on his desk, Chiefs calendar and you know, pad and stuff like that, man. So I'm just like, man, he's a diehard. So appreciate you, Hazy, for showing up, brother. 2 days in a row, man. My man got you. Took care of me out there.
Chiefs Kingdom's all over the place, baby.
Yes, sir. Joshua Bundy, smoking some turkey, just chilling. Thanks for the shout out. No doubt, Joshua. No doubt. Smoked turkey, man, is where it's at. I love smoked turkey. Love it. Cook it every Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I prefer smoked turkey rather than the usual stuff.
Yeah.
It's much better taste.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so all right, so we're gonna get into it with some good topics this week. One, we also updated our graphics for the show. So there you go, we got some new graphics for you guys. Yes, sir. Sure. Yeah, we got some new graphics this week. All right, so we're gonna begin with DK Metcalf.
Go ahead, I'm gonna get my beard. Go ahead, man. I'm gonna get my beard together. So go ahead. All right. I'm good. So, we're ready. All
right. Oh, yeah, the groomed and ready to go. So it was reported this week the Chiefs called the Seahawks about trading for DK Metcalf. A few weeks ago, Brett Veach admitted that passing on DK Metcalf was one of his greatest draft mistakes. JD, when I saw this report, I was like, "What? This doesn't make any sense, really." So JD, in offseason where we drafted Xavier Worthy, first round pick, receiver, and then we signed Hollywood Brown, 1 year deal, albeit. In large part, we've been pretty frugal when it comes to the wide receiver position. I mean, Hollywood Brown's playing on pretty much not a freebie, but like it's a pretty much a prove it deal. And if he gets certain, you know, yardage and touchdowns, he's going to make a lot of money, but the base is not that much. So JD, are you surprised that we actually called the Seattle Seahawks to try to trade for a big money wideout in DK Metcalf?
Am I surprised? No, not at all. Not at all. I believe the Chiefs needed somebody they felt like was going to move the needle. And so, you know, DK Metcalf would have been that guy. He's the guy that could definitely do that. We could have looked at another big body who was almost like him, Xavier Leggett. And so I would even say that if we didn't get Xavier Worthy, Xavier Leggett would have been our guy. Okay. Just because of, you know, big body size, almost same skill set, speed, fast, athletic. But this doesn't shock me at all. I mean, DK Metcalf is a guy, man, that you would love to throw the football to. So I think, obviously, with everything that transpired with Rashid Rice, they don't quite know how everything was going to go down, right? We just don't know. Everything's kind of in limbo at this moment. And so they felt like they needed to get somebody here that was going to be number one receiver, right? Or number one with Hollywood Brown. And so DK Metcalf, you could have got him for a long time. I do believe that was something that the Chiefs was really willing to do. So I'm not surprised about that at all. I'm not almost surprised that we didn't hear more names come out of other guys they didn't want to go after up there. So I think the Seahawks might have been like, hey, look, you know, we might be able to move on from DK Metcalf. We got a couple of good guys up there with Tyler Lockett, you know, and the rookie that was there last year. Can't think of his name. Did a good job. He's a good receiver.
Jigba.
But no, this doesn't surprise me at all. Are you shocked by it? Let me ask you that. Are you shocked?
I am for the mere fact that, I mean, he's we didn't want to pay receivers money. I mean, go back to the Tyreek Hill situation. We didn't want to pay him all that money. And you look at his next 2 years, I'm looking at over the cap right now. So 2024, he makes 24 and a half. His cap number is 24 and a half mil. And then next year, 29.5 mil. So like that just, it just seems like it goes away from what I guess kind of our philosophy with the wide receiver position and why you and I wanted to go get two young guys in this draft. So you have one for 5 years in Worthy and then another guy for 4 years. But now we're going back to wanting to pay a guy who's got 2 years left on his deal. Man, that's a lot of money, right? There's a lot of Del Rey me for DK Metcalf. Obviously, we're fans of him. We've been fans of him since the jump, it seems like. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of money.
It is. For a top receiver, DK Metcalf's one of the top receivers in the league. And so if you're going to go after a guy, you got to make sure he's the right guy for your fit. And I'm sure that they was thinking about all the things they could have possibly done. They probably validated every single cent that they had maybe to give to him. So we've seen that there was money thrown, like you said, Hollywood Brown. DK Metcalf might have been another guy. They might have been like, well, look, maybe we could work something out as far as, I don't know, trade value. I don't know. Maybe this is just something them kicking the tires just to see what they could have done. So I'm not shocked by it. I'm not shocked by it at all.
But being the whole thing we talked about when we drafted Worthy, you know, you said, I mean, we talked about how this is a small man's offense, and it makes sense that we went the Xavier Worthy route as opposed to the Xavier Leggett route, just based on, you know, just how the offense is and stuff. And obviously we had interest in Metcalf, so obviously they have a plan for him. And Rashee Rice isn't, you know, a small guy. He's closer to DK Metcalf than he is a Xavier Worthy type of guy. But sure. I mean, we're going to get to it in a little bit, Rashee Rice, what the future holds for him as far as this season. But I mean, 2 years left on a deal. But do you think, I mean, if Metcalf were to come, he'd be plug and play for that Rashee Rice spot? I mean, is that what you think? Because I mean, I don't think it makes sense.
Oh man, he put no. So I mean, you could say plug and play at that spot. Rashee played a lot of slot. DK Metcalf is an outside guy. You put him out there X, you know, Y, whatever you want to put him. He is that split in. And so what it gives you is throw the ball up and go get it. It still gives you that Olympic style track speed out there, right? Plus he's a big body. You know, he could just, you know, muscle guys up in the end zone, in the field, runs a lot of different routes up there, man, with them up at Seattle. So it is, as far as like the money aspect, I get what you're saying, right? That is the inquisitive part of it. But that's why I was sitting there saying, like, a guy like Xavier Leggett, who is cheaper, you get him on a rookie deal. You have him here for 5 years, and then you can kind of roll with him that way. So if these reports are coming out, you know, we had to see exactly how serious they were in this whole deal, right? But DK Metcalf, like I said, is one of the top receivers in this game in the NFL. So we're, without a doubt, definitely go out to the number one for sure.
Well, and for the fact that Veach actually is admitting, you know it is, JD. I mean, GMs don't like admitting wrong, but the fact that he came out a week or so ago and said that is his greatest draft mistake is not getting DK Metcalf in the draft that we drafted. I think that was the Mecole Hardman draft where we went with him instead of DK, which, yeah, you know, in retrospect, you look at that like, oh, yeah, that is a big mistake there.
Well, listen, look, just give the numbers, right? 2023, he had 66 receptions for 1,114 yards, 16.9, 8 touchdowns. The year before that, 90 receptions for 1,048 yards, 11.6, 6 touchdowns. The year before that, 75 for 967, 12.9 average and 12 touchdowns. And before that, it was 83 for 1,300 yards, 15.7, 10 tubs. So he's a legit guy. He's a number one. That's what they were going for. And so if you didn't have him, and I think we still would have went after getting a rookie wide receiver. I think they still would have got somebody else here. And so who's to say that they wouldn't say, hey, look, DK, let's work a different deal, maybe possibly for something longer, for a little bit cheaper, maybe works for us, maybe works for you. You know, these guys are thinking all type of things up in their head as far as, you know, GMs and whatnot, as far as like, you know, contracts, as far as that goes. But I mean, he's a legitimate wide receiver number one in this league. So,
I guess one thing that besides the contract aspect of it, because, you know, seemingly we didn't want to pay receivers, we found that philosophy works for us. Finding ways around, making moves around the edges, as they say.
You say works for us? Did it work for us?
Works for us in the way of winning two Super Bowls without paying the Tyreek Hills of the world, I guess, in that sense. You and I, obviously, we wanted a receiver. We were calling the world for D-Hop. We were trying to make that happen. You know, it didn't happen. But I guess besides that, after not wanting to pay receivers and bringing a guy who is making $24.5 million, that's surprising. But for me, it kind of gives me pause as to – because we don't know if this is a pre-draft conversation.
The
draft. But it gives me pause in the way, like, are they not satisfied with the wide receiver room? Because, I mean, you look at it, you got Hollywood Brown, you got Xavier Worthy, you got Rashee Rice whenever he does come back. Those are three solid guys. And Kelsey, of course.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, because, I mean – do you think this shows that the guys in the room, they're not satisfied with what they have? Because, I mean, if we're trying to make a move for a guy that you've trained a lot of assets probably, and you're going to spend up a lot, pay a lot of money. So that's what it's like. Is it lack of confidence in the wide receiver room as it stands right now?
I'll say this. I think in any organization wants to get better, right? You just want to improve. Can you get a guy here that can?
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Help improve that room? Sure, absolutely. Do I feel like right now who they have, do they have some confidence in it? I do. I do believe that. There's some guys out there. We've seen Zay Jones just got released from Jacksonville. I think Zay Jones would be a good fit for us. He does everything right, all the little things. He's a hard worker, great work ethic. He knows how to get open. You know he's going to give it his all. He just had an injury this past year. And then, of course, Ridley being down there as well. Didn't really get the type of looks that he needed. But before that, he had like 80 catches or something like that the year before. Yeah. Well, he can ball. He'd be a great fit in the locker room. They just say he's a great player, great person. Like everything about him, coaches like. And this is coaches speaking about this guy, okay? He's a name that I think is getting thrown out there. Because, look, we've heard a lot of different things, right? So I look at this. I always got this list of wide receivers down. Rashee Rice, Xavier Worthy, Hollywood Brown, Kadarius Toney, Sky Moore, Justin Watson, Justin Ross. Rashee Rice is a question mark for us, right? Xavier Worthy, check. Hollywood Brown, check. Kadarius Toney, he is a question mark, but I think he's going to be good for us. I think Kadarius Toney, we get him going. Not a lot of pressure on this guy. I think he does well for us. Same thing with Sky Moore. I think Sky Moore will be able to give us something. I mean, I've just been seeing a whole lot of just the hate on Kadarius Toney and Sky Moore, that they're worthless, they're not used. Look, and I don't think anything could be further from the truth, okay? Guys have bad seasons. Guys sometimes are not what they want, what they will be. Anthony Miller, another guy, right? He's another guy, I've said it before, who can fit in. I mean, he's been under Nagy. But those guys I just named are good guys. They solid guys. They could come in, especially with Travis Kelce, can still go out and ball. They can still do those things. Can you add another guy to the room? Absolutely. Absolutely do think you can do that. And so who will be on the chopping block from just those, I would say those last four? I think you still carry seven. You carry four tight ends, which I think is going to be another package that you're going to be able to do with Travis Kelce, Noah Gray, Irv Smith, and Jared Wiley. So that's another option that you can utilize in the run game and the pass game with those guys. So we have targets. We have talent around us. I don't think we're lacking for anything. I think a lot of people's question is just because of Kadarius Toney, what he hasn't been able to do is he hasn't been healthy or staying healthy on the field is always a big question mark. And of course, you know, the debacle you had last year, the fumbles and stuff like that, you know, people's like, oh, I'll get rid of him and whatnot. I think the Chiefs are still going to, you know, if they thought that way, they would have already been done with him. They would already moved on from him at this point. So it can still happen. I'm just saying I think these guys still have something to give, especially until Rashee Rice comes back, or at least we know what his the diagnosis is going to be throughout for this season with him. So that's my thought.
Yeah, and also, too, another thing, we like youth and DK Metcalf. Well, he's been in the league for such a long time. He's just like Hollywood Brown. He's still very young. He's like 20, he's 26 years old. So, like,
yeah, five
he's
years. Still really, it's crazy. Yeah, he only played 5 years. So, yeah. But he's a high character guy from my assessment of who he is, just by his words, how he talks, how he speaks about particular things, the way he carries himself. And so, high character guys are guys that's always good for any locker room. Yeah, I think, man, it would have been a good fit here for us. So,
yeah, and obviously that's the that was the reason why we even talked about Tyler Lockett earlier on the off season, because we thought they were not going to move off DK and JSN. They just drafted last year high, like with first round pick last year. Tyler Lockett's, you know, a little older than the other two guys, so probably they would get rid of the older guy versus those two. And now obviously we wanted to go for one of the guys we thought was untouchable over there. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you think this, as far as this year's making a big splash at receiver? I still could see us picking up Zay Jones, Tyler Boyd, any of those kind of guys. But as far as next year, obviously it's looking a long time from now. It wouldn't shock you that we would make a play for one of these type of one number one guys in the future.
Maybe not necessarily now. I mean, once Rashee Rice comes back and finishes up with everything he has to finish up with. He'll be done, so he'll be our number one guy. We'll still have Xavier Worthy. Can you go get another guy? Absolutely, you sure could. And so that's not out of the realm of possibility at all. So who that is and who you decide to do for a long time, we don't quite know. But like I said, a guy like Zay Jones, he could come and fit in. You could probably do like a 2 or 3 year deal with a guy like that, okay? And you have what you need to have as far as in the room. Yeah. So,
I agree. Seems like everybody in the chat was would love DK Metcalf. Seems like that was pretty unanimous there.
Dude, I don't know who wouldn't take DK Metcalf seriously. So yeah. Let's see what everybody is saying a little bit about, you know, some of the things out here. Ooh, what about Harmon? Is there room for him to resign, or he's no longer in the picture? I think they got guys in here who have the same ability as Hardman, and so. I think they may move on from him. Okay, this is just my opinion. Because you got Xavier Worthy, right? That's who you have, can do those things. You got Kadarius Toney, right? Can do those things. So, I think he may not no longer be in the picture. So, we don't know. Yeah,
agreed. Keeping in mind, we need a wide receiver that can block for screens. JD, if Rice isn't there, and obviously, I mean, he was a rookie last year, so we saw issues in his blocking on the outsides. Who is going to be that guy on the outside, as based on the guys we have right now?
I mean, you could do. I mean, that don't take long. All you have to do is get guys in front of guys. Only one you really had to worry about is the linebacker and kind of the safety getting up on there. Hollywood Brown, he'll block. Xavier Worthy, he'll attempt to block. Put a tight end out there. He'll definitely block.
Yeah.
So we'll have somebody to block. I don't think it's really a question. Blocking is will and want to. That's what blocking is. If you have the will and the want to, you'll get it done. You'll do whatever you need, whatever it takes to go punch a guy in the mouth. If you don't have it in you, then you won't be in there. This is something also, too, that a Sky Moore can do. Sky Moore blocks. He's a pretty decent – he's a good blocker, actually. And so he's pretty like a strong guy, things that I've seen him watch him. So I don't think it'll be an issue.
I just remember MVS is one of the guys last year that you highlighted was the best one of the group, and he's no longer here.
Right. Justin Watson, if he's here, you know, he could do the same thing, you know, if that's it, you know, is the case, right?
Yep.
So,
Well, yeah, but it seems like everyone's on board for the DK Metcalf. So whenever that does come up, guys, there you go. Veach is obviously a fan, so I wouldn't be surprised if that name continues to come up in Chief conversations as we continue throughout the years here. Yeah.
He said with Tony down there with Pat and the other receivers is a positive sign. It is a positive sign. I think this is something that you rekindle what you needed to have before. You know, that's, you know, the rapport, the relationship, just getting everything in your head, just going through the drills, the catching, and, you know, having timing with your guy. So he's going to benefit the most being down there right now. And if I was him, every chance, every opportunity, I would be down with Patrick underneath him just to prove people wrong. Because I know he's the type of guy, he wants to prove people wrong. And so I'll bet on a dude who wants to, you know, prove people wrong. I'll bet on a guy like that. So I just think it's a little harsh to say guy's worthless and this and that. Man, he's got ton of ability, ton of it. So as long as he stays healthy, he's going to be fine. So
yeah, for sure. All right, so we're going to get to our next topic. So obviously, you know, we had last week, Xavier Worthy, a big topic, big name for us. Big thing everyone's been talking about is comparisons. And JD had a whole monologue, beautiful monologue on Monday about comparisons and comparing guys to Tyreek Hill and those types of guys. But having similar skill sets and guys who try to emulate somebody else, that's a different story altogether. And Xavier Worthy and Andy Reid spoke about the person that they see Xavier Worthy as. Xavier Worthy says he looks up to DeSean Jackson, and then Andy Reid said that he reminds him of DeSean Jackson. And play a clip right here.
They're different, and he'll put his own mark on things. You know, once he gets a feel for it. That wasn't necessarily the comparison as much as it was. Him being a good football player that was a good wide receiver. I mean, you know, now you add in there the return ability. I've had some guys like that, Tyreek and DeSean Jackson, probably body typed a little bit more like DeSean. Yeah.
If I was going to compare myself to anybody, I modeled my game after DeSean Jackson. So I feel like that was really like my go-to, like whatever I needed, like to look at film or anything, I'll look at him. He's a really smart football player. I feel like people don't give him credit for that. Just him understanding leverage and just what he does with the ball in his hands. I feel like I kind of took that into my game, and I feel like just with the ball in my hands, I feel like I'm dangerous for anywhere on the field.
So JD, obviously DeSean Jackson, you know, he's not Tyreek Hill by any means, but this guy had a long career, and he's still trying out for teams now. I mean, every year in the middle of the year, people are still calling him to come there because he still has that elite speed. Yeah. But JD, we talked about going into last year, how impactful will Rashee Rice be? Because rookies have a hard time in this Andy Reid offense, but Rashee Rice dominated last year. And we talked about DeSean Jackson's skill set. DeSean Jackson, his rookie year, as you see the stats below, 62 catches, 912 yards, 2 touchdowns, 440 yards, punt return yards, and 1 return touchdown. Also, he had 1 rushing touchdown as a rookie as well. So if that's the way Andy sees him as DeSean Jackson type of guy,
yeah.
How impactful of a rookie season do you think Xavier Worthy could have? Or do you think it's going to be more one of those, it's a rookie guy in the offense, it's a tough playbook? I mean, how do you actually see this happening for Xavier Worthy this year?
Xavier Worthy, just based off his at the interview, I think he's going to have a big impact because it seems like he understands football. It seems like he wants to get better in his football IQ. And he's been watching film of DeSean Jackson. I think he's going to have a great year. I do. He can do at least 62 catches, 912 yards, 2 touchdowns, 440 punt return yards. 1 return for a touchdown. I know kickoff return and stuff like that. Well, he'll probably be the guy back there, but I could see him at least can definitely emulate this without a doubt, right? So, Xavier Worthy, man, to me, coming from a similar offense down in Texas too, he ran a whole lot of, you know, wide receiver screens, slants, deep routes. I mean, he's got a full bag in him. I think, you know, with Hollywood Brown, he's going to be the number one. Xavier Worthy is going to be, what I'm telling you, a pleasant surprise for what he can do. All the naysayers are going to be coming on board, all Xavier Worthy. Oh, you know, we didn't know he was going to do this. And people want to downplay because he runs fast and he, you know, he's like all the fast other receivers. That's not going to be the case with him. So here's a guy who's fast like DeSean Jackson, and you see what he got. Xavier Worthy can do at least this. I don't have any question about it whatsoever, man. I think he's going to be a superb wide receiver for us. I don't have any questions whatsoever about Xavier. So I think Andy sees the comparison. Like you said, just knowing that they're a good football player, obviously they are different, two different guys, right? But he sees the ability. He sees the ability. So they're going to utilize it as much as possible. Trust me. Xavier Worthy is going to have one hell of a rookie season for the Chiefs. So
I believe they said his Vegas has already set his over under for receiving yards at 800 yards receiving.
I like it. I like it. I might have to take a little bit of that action. I don't bet a whole lot, but I might have to take some of that action right there now.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, if it's going to be him and Hollywood Brown, shoot. Yeah, he's going to get a whole lot before Rasheed gets there. And when, like we said, we're still up in the air. We don't know how this is going to look. So,
yeah, and that's the thing. It's like if – because Rasheed's not going to be there. And that's where, like – because obviously, you know, we looked at the rookie numbers over the years with last year when we talked about Rasheed Rice's impact. We had the same probably topic last year. And it was like, oh, is he going to have a big impact in the offense? We don't know. Andy Reid's receivers, his playbook's very complex, and it's tough for receivers to kind of get a hold of grasp on. And Rasheed Rice was consistent as heck all throughout the season, and that's why he almost had 1,000 yards receiving last year. But yeah, that's the thing. He was like the only guy, right? We had KT, it's Sky, but he was the only guy throughout the entire season. Mm-hmm. And similarly, Xavier Worthy is going to be one. I mean, depending on what happens with the Rasheed Rice situation, I'm assuming he's going to get some game.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
But there's mixed reports that I'm reading that we'll address in our next topic. But it's going to be him and Hollywood Brown, both guys who are still new to the offense. And it's like, he's got as good a shot as any to get 1,000 yards receiving.
So this year, we are better than we were last year in wide receiver. Okay? We're better. All right? Without Rasheed Rice. Okay, we got a legit number one in Hollywood Brown, okay, and a legit number one draft pick in Xavier Worthy, who's the fastest guy right now, has the fastest time in ever in the NFL, running the 40. So we're better than we were last year. And so we're giving balls, which Andy didn't really, as complex as this offense is, once you grasp the concepts, once you grasp what you have to do, once you grasp the motion and getting all those things down and the terminology, it'll start flowing. Everything gets easier. I think Xavier Worthy, man, is a bright guy. I don't think he's going to have any problem whatsoever. Like I said, they're running similar offense too. So Andy didn't really give Rasheed Rice difficult routes. Hey, here's a wide receiver screen. Hey, here's a hitch. Hey, here's a slam. And so what he did is he just gave him things that he could win at. We're going to do the same thing with Xavier Worthy. We're going to do the exact same thing with Xavier Worthy. So him having 62 catches, that's going to be easy for him. If we get the ball to him like we know we're going to be able to stretch the defense, because what you do is you set the defense up. You run a couple of wide receiver screens. Now you give them a couple of double moves. Now you go deep on them. Now you hit them over the head. So what that has done, it's opened up the door for the whole offense to just be wide open. Andy's, I'm telling you, his playbook is going to be on fire this year. Andy's and Nagy's, they're going to be on fire. They are. They're going to push the ball down the field. We didn't really have that ability last year to do that, to threaten the defense. Because sometimes we throw the ball up in the air, we didn't know if the guy was going to catch it or not. So a whole lot of it was all over the shoulder. Guys are getting lost in the, you know, in the, you know, in their route, trying to track the ball. No more of that. That's over with. Xavier Worthy doesn't have a, he don't have a problem with it. Hollywood Brown definitely didn't have a problem with it. And so these guys are just better than what we had last year. Okay. And they ain't throwing shade. MVS, they ain't throwing shade to them, but it's just the reality. It's reality of like the ability the guys have. So I love it, man. And I know we were looking for Rashid Wright to come back. Everybody's waiting for him to come back, but we're going to be fine with these two guys that we got. Burners, okay? Then we got KT to it. Then we got Travis and the whole bevy of good tight ends too. And we're going to be good. We're going to be good, man. I just defenses are going to have to open up in their back pedal as soon as they get off the bus or the plane. They're going to open their back pedal immediately because we're coming. We're going to stretch them, man. We're stretching them. So,
and I think in a press conference, I think even before any the clip that was played, he talked about, he specifically mentioned the punt returning ability that Xavier Worthy possesses. And there's a clip that's been going around of Xavier Worthy's, one of his beautiful punt returns that he had at Texas where he took it to the house. Mm-hmm. The fact that he mentioned that also stresses the fact that he's not only going to be utilized in the offense, he's going to have his hands on the ball as much as they can get him the ball. They're going to give it to him. He's not really not a kick return guy, but punt return. And then also in the offense. Yeah. I mean, I think the Sean Jackson draft that we were talking about, the comparisons and stuff, and D-Jax stood out. I mean, and it really does. I mean, if you look at some of the D-Jax highlights, it's like, man, if Xavier Worthy can do that, I mean, sky's the limit for what this offense can be when Rice is back and we have the whole thing. I mean, obviously, I think the offense is still going to be firing all cylinders with Hollywood Brown and Xavier Worthy alone and Kelsey. But then when you bring back Rashee Rice, that's going to be opening a whole can of worms, man.
So look at it and think about it, right? We already have Travis Kelsey was the guy last year. Okay, Rashee Rice was the number one receiver, ended up being the number one receiver for us. And then it was questions everybody else after that. Well, we got Travis Kelsey is back, okay, looking as good as ever. Like, he looks 28, like Beecham was saying. Hollywood Brown, who is a phenomenal wide receiver, number one, and Xavier Worthy, so who catches the football well, runs great routes, does great double moves. And so, like John Clifford said, he said, man, if KT, Ross, and Sky could step it up, we will be fine and deep. No doubt about it. No doubt about it. You look at just any wide receiver room in the league. You got two legitimate guys, you fine. And you got the best tight end in the NFL playing too. We're straight. Not to mention we got, you know, a great running back. So our offense is good. We're going to be all right, man. I don't know. I think that it is the question of, you know, is KT and Sky Moore going to be fine? Are they going to be with the program? Are they going to be able to contribute something? And I think they will. I really do. I don't have no reason to doubt it. I know how this process works. I've seen guys. I said this. Sky Moore might take a little bit longer than some people to develop. And I think year three is going to be where he's going to come out and actually show what he can actually do. Okay. Start giving him things that he's good at. Last year, I think we kind of put him in a spot because KT was a little hurt. We didn't quite know what everybody else was doing. Guys were dropping balls. People didn't look like it's on the same page. And then we try to force Sky Moore into positions that maybe wasn't his preferred position to be in. Let me put it that way, okay? But, yeah, and Mr. Brown started. 12 and 13 personnel might be more prevalent this year. No doubt about it. And so we got legitimate tight ends. Travis, Noah, Irv, right? Jared. So we got packages. We're not lacking in anything. We could just only get better. That's the way I look at it. We can only get better. So,
yeah, I agree. Do you think we'll because I when I was looking at DeSean Jackson's, he had a rushing touchdown, but it was probably like a jet motion kind of thing, obviously. But I mean, 16. I think he had like 16 carries, like 96 yards and a touchdown. Do you think we'll see a lot of those kind of jet motion sweeps with Xavier Worthy?
Sure, we better. That's what he did. That's what he did with Texas.
Yeah,
sucker run a 4-2. He'll be outside the defensive end before he knows it. No doubt about it. We ready to run the jet sweep and reverses with Xavier Worthy. like they said, you got to account for where he is on the field all the time. All the time. Because he's silky smooth. He can get around people. Hey, man, he's a weapon. He's a weapon. So, yeah, man, I think we're going to be good. Gary Holland asked a question. Jason Dunn, do you feel with these receivers on the field, it's going to help Kelce with 1,200 yards this year and 12 touchdowns? No doubt about it. Definitely, Gary. I think with these guys pushing the defense, stretching the defense, Travis is not going to be doubled and triple teamed like he was. So it'll open up the door for him to catch passes. 1,200 yards, sure, we'll see. Because I know we're going to throw the ball up to those fast guys. And so he'll have some touchdowns for sure. I don't know how many yards he'll have. Maybe this is like the moment where you might see some of the yards taper off from Travis. Because he may not have to be the do-it-all guy for us. So that's the good part, is where we don't have to always look for Travis to make the play and get open and wearing him out. We got some young talent, man, who can pick him up and put him down with the best of them. That will definitely open the door for him to still be Travis Kelce, what we've seen in the past.
JD, we got a question here from Kwame the Gayeta, I think. I don't know how to pronounce that last thing. But does Justin Ross have a role to play this season? I think his services are needed for this offense, in my opinion. Yeah, that's preaching to the choir, man. You know, it's Ross season over here, always.
Justin Ross is going to be in that whole cut category of I'm seeing of a Justin Watson, Justin Ross, Remigio, Anthony Miller, for those guys battling out to try to make the team, okay? We love his ability. I love Justin Ross's ability. The question's always been, are we going to utilize it? That's the question. Do we have a fit for him in this offense? That's what it boils down to. I think he has everything to his game. If he stays healthy, he's down there catching with Pat too. He's benefiting off of this as well. He may be one of those shocks and surprises, man, that, you know, still makes the team. So I'm rooting for him like I'm rooting for each and every one of these guys, okay? It's all about competition, man. You outplay your guy that you're with, you show out what you're supposed to do, you'll have a spot here. You know, they won't let that type of talent go. So I like Justin Ross. I do. But the thing is, they got to love him to keep him here, right? And they're like, hey, can you provide something that these other guys can't, okay? Also, too, can you play special teams? He's going to be a special teams guy, okay? It ain't no just sitting on the bench and waiting for you to get in. You better be special teams, run down on kickoff, punt. You a gunner. You better be able to make some tackles. That's what he's going to have to do. So he's going to have to go above and beyond what he's been given before. Yeah. Bottom line, if you're on the cusp of making a team, you're going to have to be some other guy to make it. So I'm telling you, man, this is how the NFL, man, it's all about the talent that's out here. And they're not hurting for talent in the league. They're just not.
I mean, he does, like you said, I mean, we've talked about before, he does provide a skill set that's not in the room. Even with Rice being there, he's provides something different than everybody else. And there's that, and it's also doing other things that the special teams doing, just kind of getting involved all over the field to try to you know, make yourself more valuable than just being a unique skill set.
Yeah, but if you're only running wide receiver screens and reverses and jet sweeps, what do you fit in, right? What does the Justin Ross fit in? I think it's what I was crying about, Flash. This is why Flash can fit into our offense.
Yeah.
As much as we wanted strong hands, the timer was off, trying to get everything put together, I think that was just part of the problem. It was part of the problem because a big body in this offense can look a little clunky unless you're a tight end. So –
Yeah. Now it's going to be interesting to see what happens with that. At least we know the top half of the wide receiver room. Last year, the whole thing from top to bottom was like, well, I mean, besides Rice, I mean, KT, and that was it. It was Rice and KT, but everything else is kind of a question mark. And then this year, it's top to bottom. I mean, the top, you got Rice, depending on what his deal is, Hollywood and Xavier Worthy are the locks. I mean, even KT, I know KT and Sky Moore are there. Still think they're I mean, if these guys are getting outperformed by, you know, some young bucks, some hungry guys, I mean, who knows? I mean, KT and Sky Moore got their shot last year. You know, they've gotten their shot. And if we see if Remigio, for example, as an example, if he's balling and he showed out at some points during the last year, he could be, you know, he could kind of leapfrog some guys. But, you know, I wouldn't be shocked outside the top two. I wouldn't be shocked at anything that goes on in that receiver room.
Hey, man, they're going to let it all play out. They are. Some guys have a longer leash than others. And so if they got money invested into you and they think that you have somewhat of a skill set, they might say, hey, we might stick with a Sky more than we will a Remigio, unless Remigio is just that much better than Sky Moore. And I didn't quite see it. And it's hard to see it when the guy's playing, you know, third stringers and all of that when you get in. And you got like a small sample size. They didn't end up getting hurt. So those things are always the question. I'm the Brown. Appreciate you, brother. Appreciate it, man, for the 10. All love right there. All love right there.
Appreciate your contribution, brother.
Man, we're going to look. And Hazy was talking about, man, we're gonna have a nice little schedule for us this year coming up. We're gonna have to be on our A game for sure. And I think we're going in the first game going in, we're pushing it. We're going to put on display this fast offense, okay? This NASCAR offense, this Olympic 100, 200 offense is what we're putting on. The 4x1, this is what we're looking for. No doubt about it. So get your popcorn ready. All right? Yeah. We coming out swinging. We are coming out swinging.
I'm curious to see what a lot of people are saying. I think the betting line right now on who the opponent's going to be for the Chiefs Week 1 matchup, they said they're not going to utilize a Bengals or Ravens, any kind of that, because any kind of matchup like that, because they'll save that for later on in the season. They said right out the gate, they usually use that Week 1 game to try to promote an up-and-coming team. Last year was the Lions, who ended up going to the NFC Championship game. This year, a lot of people are saying you might have some C.J. Stroud versus Patrick Mahomes Week 1, which would be really fun. But, yeah, it's an up-and-coming team they want to put out. They want to showcase out there for Week 1.
Man, I love C.J. Stroud. I was just thinking about that today, to be honest with you. I seen why he went back at Parsons. Did you see that where him and Parsons were talking, and Parsons was like, man, he ain't never seen a killer. He said, man, you sitting on the couch next to one. I said, oh. I said, I love C.J. Stroud. Without blinking an eye, didn't.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Didn't bat, and Joker didn't fumble his words. It was immediate right back.
Mm-hmm.
So he's excited to go play, man. I love to play this Houston team, man. He's a baller. I like C.J. Stroud a lot, man. I like him a whole lot. I like him a whole lot.
He's ready for the moment for sure.
Yeah, he is, man. He is. You know, so I love it. I love it, man. He wears his faith on his sleeve. He's not afraid to be who he is. I think he's the guy that we needed. Seeing him always gives me hope for the future of the NFL. God, when you see guys come in like that, you're like, man, this place is in a great place. The NFL is in a great spot just to grow, to get better and get more, you know, fans and all those different things to expand even more, man. I love the base of it. But he's a guy, man, that gives back to the NFL just for who he is.
For sure. Yeah, I mean, the pipeline of great quarterback play, man, we're set for years to come.
Oh,
I mean,
no doubt.
These young guys, man, I know there was the questions after Brady, Rodgers, and Manning. It's like, who's going to be the next guys? And, like, the pipeline is set, man. And every year, I mean, they got Caleb Williams, who's supposed to be the next one. We don't know if that's going to be the case, but, I mean, he's supposed to be. And then you have Stroud, Mahomes, Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, Lamar. even Kyler Murray. I know Kyler Murray doesn't get his due, but Kyler Murray, man, he's so fun to watch. He might be one of those quarterbacks like a Dan Marino type where he was so fun during that time, just never won anything. Man, yeah. I think that's what's going to be for him, I think.
Yeah, and then these new guys that just got drafted too, right? We'll see what they're going to do. You know, Blake May, JJ, we're going to see what they have, right? So I'm excited, man, for football. I really am. So
if you get Houston, KC week one, woo, that'd be a lot of fireworks on that one, man.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I like it. So much talent. They're going to be a dog fight at training camp. It is. You know what? I know before we get into the Rashee Rice thing, there's going to be a dog fight for a lot of positions. One is going to be left tackle, okay? Because I still think that's going to be like, hey, let the guy who's going to win it out, let him show up and win it out. Still going to be some fight at defensive end. You're going to see some at corner. You're going to see some at running back, you know, behind Pacheco, who's going to politic getting themselves up there. Wide receiver, there's going to be some great battles. It's going to be exciting for training camp, man. I think these guys are going to sharpen each other up just with the competition. And so nobody wants to be lagging. Everybody wants to be that guy starting on day one. Everybody's going to be wanting that. So it'll be good. It'll be good for us.
Yeah. I mean, we're so deep in so many positions. I mean.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And that's the thing too, and we still may be signing some vets. I mean, you never know. Donovan Smith could be coming back, and then you may even see if Kingsley's that good, he'll beat out Donovan. But we'll see if that even happens because it sounds like they're big fans of Kingsley. So
yeah.
All right, so now we're gonna get to a guy who may not be at training camp. So we're gonna talk about Rashee Rice, the latest update on Rashee Rice, and it's been a few. I mean, there's one. So we'll begin with the Ian Rappaport provide some new information on Rashee Rice this past weekend during the draft, talking that the Rashee Rice situation could actually benefit the Chiefs at least this year with a hold off on his his looming suspension. So we're going to make the big screen up for there for you. So this is what he said. As you guys laid out the offense without Rashee Rice there, what we don't know is whether or not he'll be eligible to start the season with the Kansas City Chiefs. And really, this depends on how quickly the legal process plays out. If his case is, and he's been charged with, I believe, 6 charges, if his case wraps up, then there is a potential the NFL could issue its discipline and he would likely be suspended. If the case is still ongoing, as we've seen with several others, then likely he'd be eligible to play this season. Discipline would be handled the following season. So the timing is really an issue, not whether or not he'll actually be suspended. So that's one part of it. Now today, James Palmer said that Rashee Rice will be suspended at least half a season, but he didn't specify it's this season or next season. But the Chiefs are planning on a potential suspension, whether it be next year or this year. This is James Palmer.
They signed Hollywood Brown this offseason, obviously, and Rashee Rice has got his legal stuff going on. How do you see...
He's going to be suspended.
Yeah.
Let's just put it out there.
Yeah, I was going to leave it at that. They're
expecting half the season at least.
Yeah, so Rashee Rice is probably not going to be a part of this offense for a significant amount of time, right?
So, JD, when you hear those two, the conflicts there, so you have the one report saying that he might not get suspended this year, depending on what happens with the charges. And then you also have the other fact that he's going to get suspended half the season. So let's say both are true. He doesn't get suspended this year, and then he gets the 8 games next year, whatever it is. I mean, are you surprised that they actually may happen? I mean, I feel like the Chiefs have already got so much blowback on this whole thing in general. I feel like if he plays this season, I feel like it's going to be one of those things that's a media nightmare. We're going to be fielding questions about it all the time. And it's like, dude, like I don't want to deal with it. I mean, I feel like there could be problems if he doesn't get suspended this year.
I tell you what, man, I thought about this a lot. And I agree with you. And it seems like it's just the timing of how fast the prosecution decides to move this whole thing is what the case is going to be, right? And that's what it boils down to is like, well, how fast did they decide to go through the whole court process, render some type of verdict against Rashee Rice, and then move on from it. And then Roger Goodell's and those guys will come in and they will, you know, give their appropriate suspension for Rashee Rice. And I agree with you. I think that I think it would be a bad look because of the blowback, because of the boneheadedness of not checking on the people and the leaving. That's the hard part when somebody, when people were hurt. And so when people use that NFL players are privileged, they are never held accountable, they're able to do this, you know, the National Felon League, like all those different things. This, if he plays, kind of gives it a bad look. It does. And like you said, it's going to be a press nightmare. It's going to be a press nightmare when he comes back from the suspension. Doesn't matter when that's going to be. Would I prefer for it to be sooner than later? Yes. I would rather them get it out of the way. And because it's so new, hey, man, let's run this thing quick. You know, you can still practice, get some of these things, and then maybe training camp, hey, you're going to be suspended for whatever games, right? If they do it now, and he said 6 games, I think all the pitchfork people and torches people might be okay with it, right? Or at least it would temper some of the you know, egregious things that they're saying about him. Okay, all the ire that they have for Rashee Rice. I said I thought it was going to be at least half a season. To be honest with you, I think it should be. That's me, and I think because of the optics of everything, it would be maybe an appropriate thing for Rashee Rice. Okay, Deshaun got 11, can't be more than 11. I think every situation is different. Every thing is different for each person, and they decided whatever they want. But I do agree with you. I agree with you saying on that. But you know, shoot. I mean, Deshaun really couldn't move for almost an entire year. He didn't get to play. Shoot. So you know, 11 games and him being out for the entire year, going through the whole court case and all of that. That was something else, right? So Rashee, like I said before, I think he wants to get this thing over, because if you go in and this thing hanging over your head, it's almost like you can't give him rest. He's not going to be able to rest from all these things. He'll get boos from people. He's going to have signs up everywhere showing, oh, my gosh, the NFL has – absolve themselves from the responsibility again of keeping these guys responsible for the things they do, their actions. They're not holding these guys accountable, okay? And it's a black eye on the NFL if these things do happen. But especially being repeat Super Bowl winners, right? Because then everybody comes in. And I'm not saying that you – no, don't get me wrong. I don't think that you bow to all that pressure of different people and whatnot. I think you have a sober look at these things. I think you have to say, hey, look, you know what? Rashee understands he did wrong. Let's give the appropriate suspension on something like this of the nature of the issue, the offense, and then we move on from it. But I think sooner than later is me personally, I think it should be handled. So it's all the timing of it. So what do you think?
Yeah, my whole thing would be to get out, kind of what you're saying. I would say get out in front of it, because at the end of the day, he is going to get suspended at some point, right? And Let's say Chiefs get ahead of it, and this thing, the closure of this case doesn't happen for until next year. You get out, you do six to eight games, you do that. Then he comes back week 7 or week 9, or whichever how they see fit to it. And then when the court case is done and then they want to punish him next year, well, he already served 8 games. So it's what, like when a person's on trial and they're in jail for the amount of time as the trial takes place, and they factor that into your jail time. You know, I forget what they call it, but like, you know, if you were in jail for 2 years while your court case was going on, and they factor that into how many years they sentence you for. So I mean, he's already getting if he does 8 games, 6 to 8, there you go, boom. Done. By the time this thing wraps up, Goodell can say, hey, well, the Chiefs already acted swiftly on the whole thing. He served his punishment for what happened last year. Sure. That's it. You drop it at that point. But yeah, because right. I think it's going to be a major headache if they don't if he plays this year and Mahomes is getting asked questions about Rashee Rice, Andy Reid's getting asked questions about Rashee Rice week four after a loss or a win, we're getting questions about it. It's like, I don't know. And then, and plus, it's just one of those things. It wouldn't sit right with a lot of people for the fact that, because it's not a question of if he did this, because he already admitted he was driving the car. That question of the real bad thing was the racing on the highway, and was he driving? Well, we know he was racing, and we know he was driving. That's come out. There's nothing to find out in that fact. So it's like, all right, we know the wrongdoing you've done. Just, you know, serve a 6 to 8 game suspension, take it on the chin right now, and then, I mean, you should be good. I mean, I don't think the league's gonna punish you on top of already getting already the team kind of doing that as well. So like, I think just do it. Just do it now. But
yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, I agree. Because it's all over with. You know, it's not that dark cloud hanging over your head as much. You know, people can move on with their lives. And I think also, too, the people that the victims of the accident can move on with their lives as well. And so, you know, you want to be able to try to make amends as soon as possible as opposed to later. And there's here we got to come back to court and all these different things. It's like, hey, listen, look, everybody wants to move on with their lives in a positive way. And so let the punishment that fits the crime, let that be what it is. And then, you know, move from there. But I've seen some people sit there and say, like, people with domestic violence have gotten less games. Well, I'm looking over here. Ray Rice was suspended indefinitely. So every case is different, because then you got to take context of everything that went on, what happened and whatnot. I don't think it's a blanket statement on these things. And so when you see, maybe to them, they say the callousness of him leaving and, you know, all the people didn't even check on each other, goes into the emotional part of it, right? And so he's looking at, like you said, what, charged with 8 things, 8 felonies or whatever, or how, 6? What is it? 6. 6. You know, they got to take it into account. And the NFL's got to take it into account too. Like, hey, look, this thing can't keep happening. So we need to make an example out of Rashee Rice. We will. We're going to let them know we're tough on our guys. The NFL, we are not standing for. It is a no nonsense policy we're dealing with here. Okay. And so when we're coming in severe to make sure that this guy understands what he did wrong. And Rashee understands what he did wrong. I think whatever they'll give him, he'll take on a chin and he'll say, okay, that's fair. I'll leave it at that. Somebody said, can he appeal it? I'm sure he can appeal it, but you know, at this point, you know, it depends on what it is. Depends on what it is. So, yeah, man, it's. I would rather, like you said, take it right now, get it out of the way, and then move on from that. I think we can hold the fort down until he gets back. I think everybody has that.
Yeah, and at the end of the day, too, it's like, you know, it from a PR perspective, it makes the Chiefs look good because the Chiefs acted on it. Because instead, the Chiefs don't do it, it's going to be the same old, it always is when it comes to these types of things. Like, oh, you guys only care.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
About winning. You don't care about people. You don't care about anybody else. You only care about winning. You prioritize winning over everything else, yeah, everyone else. And it's like, well, the Chiefs, you know, they acted. They suspended him from the team, and hopefully that would get factored into his larger NFL suspension. Because, again, you got to factor in. There's 2 things here. There's a video. Videos make everything so much worse. There's no video. Oh, Rashee Rice was driving a car and he was speeding on the highway. There's no video of it. It really lessens the impact of it. But because there is a video, that changes. I mean, that changes everything, because there is something to connect it to. You see him leaving the scene. That sticks with people in a different way as if there was no video or no photo context. I mean, the Kareem Hunt thing, I mean, the Chiefs took him at his word for it, right? And you know what happened, and then a video comes out a couple months later. It's like, oh wait, that's not what you said happened. The video makes it much different than what you said. So I mean, the video just makes everything. And the Ray Rice thing, a lot of these, I know people were pointing to domestic violence and stuff. A lot of these things have happened. There is no photographic evidence or videos of said player beating his girlfriend or whatnot. There is no video of that.
Yeah,
There's photos of bruises and stuff after the fact, but there's no, like Ray Rice's thing was completely different. You see the whole thing go on.
Yeah, their word against yours. I mean, it's usually how it works, right? Yep. So, and now, even now, if you get called in for domestic violence, I think they take both down sometimes, you know, when that happens. Good questions out here is sitting there saying that I didn't even know a 49ers SMU grad was a passenger. So the passenger, they're not going to, you know, have any of the charges against them. They were their passenger just riding, but it will be Rashid Rice and the other guy that was driving. We'll have the charges for sure. But yeah, John Clifford said, I hate this stuff because to me it's double jeopardy. The crimes are criminal or civil. That's enough. It's all the Bush's mentality of punishing those in the limelight and athletes, stars, a set example. And it's usually how it is. And I guess you could say that's kind of, it's somewhat fair, right? You could demonize somebody who's out here, in front of everybody, in front of the world on a team. And you know, you want to take and string them up. You know, it's a public hanging. But people in their everyday lives, you know, may be able to move on. But then we see also, too, I've seen other people, you know, I've seen people have, you know, several DUIs and get second or third chances, maybe no jail time. So it's all dependent on the court, man. You in Texas, you know, Texas, they ain't playing around down there. Them jokers is something else. So, this is going to be something you kind of keep an eye on. But I do think that it has to be fair. I think it has to be swift. I think you're right to look for a speedy trial, you know, to go through to finish it up. I don't know if I wouldn't want to keep it leaking around. I'm like, look, man, let's go ahead and get this thing over with as soon as possible. Yeah. I can still go out here and catch balls, be with my boys, and get back to living a normal life as opposed to every time I'm out here and every time they see me, you're going to have people out here, you know, talking about a lot of different things, and rightfully so, that people may feel like that you're unaware or have no regard for life, or feel like you're just flippantly doing things, reckless in your way that you approach life and things. That's going to be a part of it. So Deal with it now. That's my assessment. That's my opinion. Deal with it right now.
Yeah. So. If I'm the Chiefs and I'm Rashee Rice, both don't want that looming over them the entire season. You deal with it now, kind of take the lumps now and deal with it. Because if they do assume with James Palmer's report that he's going to get suspended for half a season, then it's okay. Well, whether it's next year or this year, you're going to get eight games at some point. Let's do it now.
I think half a season is probably what it would be.
Yeah,
I'm really probably sure of that. It would be at least, you know, half a season. If six games, then he got off pretty easy.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Mr. Brownstone, does James Palmer have an in with the Chiefs? Thought he got laid off. Yeah, he got laid off from NFL Network, but those guys have connections. I mean, he's been covering the Chiefs for a while. So, I mean, that's not out of this world for him to have an in with the organization. He's been covering the Chiefs for a long time. So, yeah, those guys have an in even when they get axed from a network. Contacts and networking is everything, man.
Yeah, it is. So,
but yeah, it's gonna be interesting to see. We're gonna be paying close attention to this topic for a good while, as we have been since the beginning of this. So we'll be on top of it for y'all. All right. Yeah. So now we're gonna get to a fun one, a very contentious debate for some of our Chief fans out in Kansas City. So obviously, with the Jackson County vote failing last month, it looks like new things are coming at play here. Kansas is apparent. The Kansas City, Kansas part, they want the Chiefs badly, and they're doing whatever they can to get the Chiefs. Based on everything I'm reading, it seems like the Chiefs and Royals are going to go separate ways when it comes to the next vote. Chiefs are going to handle it independently. Royals are going to handle their whole thing independently. That's what the new thing is. But over the last 24 hours, new renderings of what a Chiefs stadium could look like in Kansas City, Kansas, have come out, and we have a video that we're going to play for you guys right now.
Oh, wow.
So JD, that looks badass. What are your thoughts on the renderings, and what are your thoughts on playing in a dome? So not only are we changing at Arrowhead, I've seen a lot of people pissed off that these renderings have a dome on it. And you and I have talked about the dome before. What are your thoughts on the stadium and having a dome as well?
I don't mind a dome. I like a retractable roof, so you can have a little bit of both. If you want to open up for the elements, sure, why not? You can. First off, let's just talk about this whole the whole new stadium. But I do like that. You know, maybe a dome, a retractable dome, would be my preference. Man. So it looks great. It looks great. What I don't see, okay, what I do not see from having something as new as that is the nostalgia, the feel for all the luster, all the glitz, the elegance of hard grit of Arrowhead Stadium. I don't see that. And that's something that you will lose. If you're saying that the Arrowhead Stadium GHA Field is the second oldest stadium in NFL right now, besides Green Bay Packers, I don't know if you want to lose that. I don't know. It's always having something new, but I do feel like something will be lost there. And yeah, it would be great to have if the project is 5 years out. Yeah, possibly. The 5 years to get used to it? Sure. 5 years to set in your head, we're moving. This is what we're going to get done. I like that part of it more so than anything else. But Sweetie says, I don't like it. She don't like it. She don't like it. She seen me play in Arrowhead. But something about just being in that area, you know, just getting used to it. When you come off the highway, you're seeing it off 70. But that, I think that's the bad part of it, is just not having that, like I said, the nostalgia of Arrowhead and what people remember, right? So it's the winning for us, right? You want to give them something good. Okay, and these guys deserve something like this because of all the things they need to be rewarded for, those things. But man, you're talking about a lot of history, a lot of legacy, a lot of different things that you would lose if you decide to move from Arrowhead. So yeah. We'll think about Jerry's World. Go back to that. We'll think about Jerry's World. Look what that turned into. It's hosted every big event since it opened. Yeah. Well, they ain't won a Super Bowl either. So looks good. It looks great. And I get hosting big events, but maybe sometimes it's not what it's all about, right? Maybe it's not what it is all about. Maybe if you have your own separate entity from everywhere else, like this is the Mecca, okay, football. This team has established this is one of the main places that is winning, right? Everybody hates coming to Arrowhead, you know, because you know you have to deal with the element. You have to deal with the sound of the stadium. You have to deal all these different things that come into with the Chiefs' legacy and the history of the game. So that's what you have to battle. You have to battle that, man. Update Arrowhead, but keep the nostalgia reputation. I agree with you, Hazy. I'm right there with you. The plans that they had to build in Arrowhead, I loved each and everything about it. I loved everything about it. So,
but that goes towards the Jackson County vote. I mean, that's comes from.
Yeah, exactly. So, but it looked glamorous. It looked great. It's beautiful. You know, shoot, for another team, sure. Yeah, I hate to see Arrowhead go away. Everybody would. Maybe the new school people coming in, like, hey, okay, well, it makes sense. And, you know, but then you're talking about the years that I'm talking about Chiefs fans and people on here who their parents took them to the game and, you know, them going to the game. And, you know, I had my first beer here, or maybe my first hot dog, whatever it may be, my first barbecue sitting out there. And, you know, just being able to enjoy all the aesthetics of what it gives you. So it'd be a little sad thing to see for me also, but all the new plans that they have up there, hey man, it's what it's supposed to really in, Marcus. It really in with it, right?
It does look nice.
Oh yeah, it does. It's supposed to, man. This is a showstopper, right? So
Kansas is doing everything to lure the Chiefs over, man.
Yeah, yes sir. Yeah, the iconic,
Yeah, 100%. And I think the there's a few things here, and you guys have been kind of nailing it on the head there. It can host events year round with a dome. Retractable roof could do it too. You just close it up, and in wintertime you can host concerts. Super Bowl is now on the table. Well, once you get that, I mean, Minnesota's hosted the Super Bowl with their new stadium. And that's a cool part of the year, and they can host it with having the dome. It also snows a lot more in Minnesota than it does in Kansas City, but I get the point. But also too, Final Four is on the table now. You can host the Final Four in Kansas City with mm-hmm. having the dome. And also too, and I know this is a big part of the beauty about playing in Kansas City is having that the weather. We saw that in the Dolphins game this past season. But I mean, Clark Hunt and the Chiefs—they're getting sued by a lot of people who had frostbite, who got had limbs amputated because of that game. And I don't know if that's playing a part in this dome thing happening. Maybe they don't want to feel lawsuits on frostbite and people who got the limbs amputated. Although I will say, still, when I saw that report of lawsuits, like, okay, there's people. I'm sure some of those people were going shirtless and not wearing much to for whatever reason. That's on you. It's not Clark Hunt's fault or the Chiefs organization's fault for you having to get amputated. You obviously didn't bundle up, and if you weren't prepared for the weather, don't go to the game. So
personal responsibility. Yeah, right. Yeah. You're on your own volition on doing things. I get that part of it. And that is one of those things that is very exciting, okay? Very incentive. Based on seeing those things of getting things there, I would love to post that in Kansas City, the Super Bowl and all those different things. Right. This is what camp I'm in. I'm more prone to going to places that's going to be warmer for the Super Bowl than anything else. I don't like cold places, Super Bowl. I just don't. If it's going to be cold during that time, I don't like it. Stay on some other places that, you know, on the outside or whatnot, the outskirts. It's going to be a little warm, have some weather, so everybody can do some outdoor activities and whatnot. So,
the living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
I'm just opposed to that. So that's just me. That's where I'm at.
Yeah.
Have everything else though here. I love the draft was great in Kansas City. Right? So, you can still have some people, you know, try to do some concerts in Arrowhead. Why don't you do it? How come you ain't doing concerts in Arrowhead like you should be doing?
Well, I think the year long concert aspect, because I know the Arrowhead hosts a lot of concerts spring and summertime, but as far as getting people in wintertime, having that in, you have the eligibility to do that at Arrowhead.
We don't need it. It's all football. But hey, this football designated. Wintertime, football. Okay. Any other time before then, come have all your events, all you want, right? Wintertime, football. I don't want nobody else on the field other than football people. You know, they used to have the soccer stuff there, but Charles Driver actually had something funny. He said, Cal Waleski, all my buddies that aren't Chiefs fan have Arrowhead Stadium on their bucket list. Just because of the atmosphere, I'm going to be so mad if we leave. Yeah, that is one of the bucket list things that you want to do. Arrowhead, the Mecca, okay? Or if you don't want to say, Lambeau, but Arrowhead is right there with it. That's obvious, you know. So this is the merger. This is where everything happened. And so, but Charles Driver said, is it, what'd he say? He said, is it, is it tornado?
Is it
tornado friendly? Yeah, man, that's a really good question. You know, all that glass and everything out there, Charles. Yes. Very good. Very good question. We know how the tornadoes come out through that way. So,
the blame the Chiefs for their stupidity. Yeah. I saw that you have seen it though. I mean, people sue McDonald's for, you know, the coffee spilling, how hot the coffee was. They sued McDonald's because of that. I mean, it's crazy. Some lawsuits, I mean, people get away with some of these things, and I don't know how. Just really good lawyers, I guess.
Jokers will sue you over anything. It's where it's at right now, you know. So, you know, the coffee and all of that. Like you know, to blow off the coffee. JD pronounced my last name perfectly. Much love. I appreciate you, Cal. No doubt. Molesky, I got you. So, yeah, man. But this is, I think this is when we're talking about the nostalgia stuff for Arrowhead. What it has, it'd be hard. It'd be hard, man, to lose Arrowhead. It'd be hard. Sometimes, man, this is what world is all about, right? It's about change. It's about, you know, moving ahead, moving forward. But I said this, 5 years down the road, sure. Okay, let everybody get used to it. And this is, you know, this is where it is. And, you know, you got enough time for your guys who have it on the bucket list to come see Arrowhead before it goes. So that's how I feel.
Yeah. All right? I'm with you, JD. I'd love to for them to preserve Arrowhead. I mean, although that did look badass, the state of the art. Would love to have them. If there's some way they can make that happen at Arrowhead, all mm-hmm. for it. Okay, well, let me ask you this then. Let's say, I don't know if there's a way, I have to ask my girlfriend because she's in construction, so she knows about that stuff. Right. Is there a way they can possibly put the dome, a retractable dome, on the existing Arrowhead, or would that bother you? Because that is kind of, you know, that's hindering the stadium a little bit.
I think it could be done. I looked at it, and I think they had where it was almost where, I mean, it came up, and I think they said they were even thinking about almost having like a retractable dome. Or at least a partial dome, right? Okay. That may take out some of the elements. I think that'll help too. Can he construct it? Sure. I don't know, man. Like you said, it had to go into like the plans. You know, when you know, construction engineer, they'll have to get all that down and say, yeah, you can do it or no, you can't. So
I'm sure there's a way they can do that. But at the end of the day, it's going to come out of Jackson County, and I believe they're going to offer up some more options. I saw a report earlier to try to keep Missouri in play with keeping GHA Stadium at Arrowhead Field.
Yeah.
So it's already changing. The nostalgia's going right there, GHA.
Yeah, hey, man, but everybody understands it's still Arrowhead, right? It's still at the same area. People could call it GHA Field. People that's been there, who's known it, it is still Arrowhead. I still call it Arrowhead. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I'll give you the GHA. I'll call it that. No question. No. Yeah. Respect it, but you know it's Arrowhead. Yeah. No matter what.
So it looks like consensus. We had consensus on the DK Metcalf thing. Everyone's agreed with each other tonight. Consensus on the DK Metcalf thing and the consensus on keeping Arrowhead Arrowhead. So yeah, no more. None of this Arrowhead 2.0 stuff.
Yeah, yeah. So Arrowhead 2.0, the old 2.0 thing again, right?
You can't recreate it, JD. You can't recreate something.
Yeah, man. Everything's got to be as original. That's it. There's not going to be another Arrowhead out there. You know, when they implode it, when they get rid of it, that's going to be the only one Arrowhead that you know. Okay, that's the original. That's
no Travis Kelce 2.0, no Tyreek Hill 2.0, and definitely not Arrowhead 2.0.
No, right. No.
All right. Well, everybody, it's been a great episode. We've had a million different people chime in, some new faces, of course, our friendly faces, familiar faces that always come on here tonight. Thank you guys for engaging with us again. Monday was a great show. Tonight was a great show. I hope you guys enjoyed it, because we always do.
Yeah. So hopefully next week, I've talked to a couple of guys, some undrafted free agent guys. We're going to get some guys on the show to come talk to you all. So you'll ask them some questions and maybe some of the new signings and stuff. So we're going to be moving forward in a lot of different ways, talking about some things, man. But I enjoy everything. Y'all know it. Hey, Chief Concerns family, love seeing y'all all the time. About time, Wendy, Go Forever KC, Gary, Donna, Kyle, Wendy, Samya, okay, Lenny, Kwame, that's an old school name right there, man. I used to have an old Gumby called Kwame, the rapper. Too young for that one. Yeah, Sweetie out there, I'm the Brown, all you all, Hazy, you know, everybody that's out here, Charles Driver, all the people, John, loving each every one of you all. Mr. Brownstone, good seeing you, sir. Okay, Gary Holland, everybody who's still in here, Lenny, all of us. Appreciate you. Love you. Keep coming in here, asking your questions. Trey L, new to the channel, man. Love having you, brother. Love having you. Keep coming back, okay? Give us some questions too, Trey. We'll put something out here, man, to keep talking to you all. All right? Yes, sir. But yeah. Had to give a shout, Hazy, man. I gave you a shout out, brother. I told you I'd give you a shout out on the show. Good seeing you, man. Appreciate you for helping us out, man, with the whole Kia thing out here at new subscriber. But all love for each and every one of you all. Okay, thank you.
Love you, everybody. I hope everyone has a good weekend, and we'll see you guys Monday.
Yes, sir. Love you, Marcus. We'll see you, brother.
All right, everybody.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for watching. Subscribe here to get the latest from the show. Also, be sure to check out the best clips from Chief Concerns. And if you prefer to listen to the show, subscribe and follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and anywhere else you get your podcasts.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.